Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 127 for August 15th, 2006, plus Deck 2C. And now, get ready for Dick!
Hey, it's the Daily GizWiz, and something new we've started. It's called Turn the Table Tuesday.
Oh, boy.
Where the GizWiz, Dick DiBartolo, gets to find some sort of piece of crap that Leo found. Interesting device.
Hey. This is your idea.
Okay.
You know what? I'm already realizing I have a problem.
Oh, what's
that? I threw out the packaging.
Oh!
So I don't even know the name of this thing.
But oh, wait a minute. Let me go
to my website. You know the name of it. It's the cassette.
Wait a second. Let me go to my website. And
I bought it. Can you believe this? So you've already written it up. I got it at geeks.com. That was the site that you recommended for buying the speaker. In fact, actually, listeners recommended it. Here's what happened. Dick sent me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cassettes of Mad Minutes, stuff that Mad Magazine had done, actually Dick had done, for radio DJs some years ago. And they're just fun little commercials, but they're on cassette. And I had long ago gotten rid of my my cassette player. It was my last, analog audio player. It's gone. So how am I going to convert these? And I thought, oh, now I've got to go out and buy a new cassette player. And then a number of people wrote this in to us. They said, oh, no, there's a really cool cassette player for your PC. It embeds into the PC. It's called the Plusdeck 2C. It embeds into your PC. It's like an internal drive or external drive. So you have to have on the face of the PC, you have to have an opening. You slide it in, and it looks kind of like a cassette deck on a car stereo. But here's the cool thing. It has connectors in the back of the thing. It has its own. The installation is a little tricky. You have to open up the computer. It's like adding a CD-ROM to your computer. So you have to be able to open it up, put it in the front. And then it has a cable.
And it's a full bay, right?
Yeah, it takes a full bay, not a small bay. It's a full bay. It has a ribbon cable, and you have to also have a free slot because part of it goes in a slot in your computer. And it has in the back jacks that look just like the jacks on your audio card. So the ribbon cable goes from the Plusdeck to the card. The card gets installed in the slot. And then, and this is where it gets a little funky, there's a serial port on the slot that has to plug into the serial port on your PC. That's how you're going to control the Plusdeck. And there are audio cables. All the cables come with it that go from the output of this little daughter card to your audio card, and that's how you get the audio into the computer. So what's happening is the cassette's plays through this out the back of the computer, and then you connect it back into your audio card, the record input line of your audio card, where it records. So it's kind of a jerry-rigged thing, but then you get the software, and the neat thing is because of this serial cable, the software controls the cassette. So I have to say, and you're going to hear Mad Minutes now, because it did work really well. You plug the cassette in, you open the software, you can control the cassette with the software, rewind, fast forward, pause, play. You get it to where you want because you can hear it play back. And then you say, okay, record. And it will record, and it has auto reverse. It just recorded the whole cassette for me. It'll divide it up if you want. I decided not to because I thought I'd do a better job of dividing it up. And you just walk away. And it was great. And you know, it however long these tapes are, whatever, they're 20-minute tapes. 20 minutes later, I have it all. It's a WAV or an MP3. You have your choice. And it did and as you'll hear, it did a very good job. These, the cassettes are actually in good shape, Dick. I was pleased to.
Yeah, actually, they were in cases in my office. So
yeah, so
they were unplayed.
And originally I thought it was $130 because I found it at one place, but geeks.com sells it for $80. Actually, it was a little less.
Yes, that was thanks to on the opening page of my website. You'll find the link, and I think the guy's name was Devin who found that for us.
So this is
so you have to be a little techie because with the spatula. What did you say to do with the spatula?
You have to take a spatula and unscrew the screws on your case. If you have a screwdriver, that would be better. But
oh,
I know,
okay.
Dick, you don't
oh,
have a
no.
screwdriver.
Oh, okay. I was just holding the drive with the spatula, trying to slide it into the. Oh, yeah. Okay.
It is. It's a little techy. You have to have. It doesn't come with rails, so you have to have the rails for your case or the mounting rails or whatever. It does. You know, it's a little bit of a jerry rig thing. It's really just a cassette player that you hook
and
up
and stay
to
away
your
from the third rail when you install.
Absolutely, because
a
as
lot
we
of power
know,
there.
There's a lot of juice, but it looks cool in your computer. If you had a lot of cassettes. If this were a task you did a lot, it would be well worth it. I mean, certainly worth it.
So, Leo, seriously, people with a large cassette, a large library of their old music.
It would be worth it.
This would be a perfect way.
Because it's automated. But if you don't, I mean, if you have a cassette player, you're not going to get any better audio with this thing. It still has to plug into your sound card. So you could take the cassette and attach it to your sound card and manually press play and record. I mean, it's a convenience. It looks cool, but it's not going to sound any better than doing it the old fashioned.
Part of the reason you needed it is you had no cassette player.
I had to buy one anyway.
Right.
And this makes sense. And the only reason I'd need a cassette player would be to do this, to digitize the cassettes. Although I have to say, you can use this as a cassette player. You can use it to listen to cassettes on your computer. It's kind of an interesting idea.
Yeah.
It's the Plus Deck 2C.
2C.
It will convert tape to WAV or MP3. And right now at geeks.com, I think they raised the price. I think I got it for $70. Now it's almost $80 now at geeks.com. But that's still a lot less than I was going to pay.
Yeah, other places were selling it for like $120.
Yeah, yeah. It's certainly a gadget. It fits in the gadget, and I would say it does exactly what it says it would do.
Well, I would say that you get an A for this Turn
Thank
the Table
you.
Tuesday.
Thank you, and wait till you hear, because from now on, we're gonna.
How are we gonna play them now?
Well, I'm thinking at the end of every show. You know, be like, since we don't have any ads.
Tell me about that. Well, you know what? In a way, I'm glad we don't have any ads, because when we had T-Mobile, after your production company got done, I was paying $20
a podcast. It cost us money to have the ads.
For the sponsored ones. Yeah. And now that we have no sponsor, I'm getting to do these for free.
we still have a few more spots to run for T-Mobile in September. So let's be...
I'll start saving my money so that I can afford to be included on those podcasts.
But until T-Mobile's back, a mad minute every day, and I have a lot of them.
Oh, good.
And you know, they're fun. I mean, it's Dick and some of them you have Kathy
Sarah Fowler, who was an editorial assistant at MAD, and
she's great.
We did them. Yeah,
they're really fun.
And it was just a silly way to get free. You know, Gaines's whole thing was never to advertise. He said, you know, we poke fun at advertising. Why do we want to advertise? That was Bill's feeling.
Exactly.
So I said, well, how about if we do something really deep down, cheap, dirty, and he said, as long as it sounds crappy, I'm in. So,
well, you be the judge, ladies and gentlemen, our first Mad Minute. And I guess we'll run at the end so that if people don't want to hear it, they'll know that the podcast is over.
Oh, I like that. Right. Or, on the other hand, if you don't want to listen to Leo,
just fast forward.
Why don't you just tune in to the last 1 minute, and you won't have that pesky person annoying you?
Okay, that would be another way
that
of looking fair? At it.
That's another fair. Way.
That's
right.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, another Mad Minute. That's our Turn the Table Tuesday. I have more. I can do more. Want me to do more Turn the Table Tuesdays?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
This is a continuing feature. Yeah.
It's a continuing feature? Oh, good.
It's a continuing and until I say no.
Yes.
This is the only thing I have control over.
Yes, it is.
Is Turn the Table Tuesday.
That's it. This is Dick's complete. I do this basically for you, Dick.
Yeah. And if you want, you could say I'll be here.
I'll be here.
Okay, Leo, thanks. And now a word from our sponsor.
Hi, this is Dick DeBartolo, Mad Magazine's Maddest Writer, with a special announcement. It's the anniversary of the Mad Minutes. Depending on your location and your tolerance for pain, this is the first Mad Minute of our second year, and we're having a contest to celebrate. Listen to these prizes. First prize, 4 years in the White House as President of the United States. Second prize, Saturn or Venus or any planet of equal value. third prize. Any one of the 50 states will be renamed in your honor. Imagine a kid reciting the names of the states, New York, New Jersey, New Mexico, and Bernie. To enter, just write the word contest on a postcard, knit the word Afghanistan into a shawl, engrave the word Frisbee in granite, and finally, mold the word trichodecophobia in neon. Mail all of this to us, and make sure it's postmarked before the closing deadline, May 31st, 1912. And good luck. Till next time, this is Dick DiBartolo, Mad Magazine's The Maddest Writer. Bye.
D-A-I-L-Y. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.